Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the show. You're listening to the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. I want to bring to everyone's attention that the website is online. You can go to www.lawmaster.co. For a copy of the manuscript, simply click on the link that states the manuscript, and it will take you to the PayPal account where you can download your copy for a small donation. Also, you can find videos at www.youtube.com/lawofgods with an S, Law of Gods. All right, we'll go ahead and get into the show. Your Lordship comes to you in the form of Tommy Lorenzo Hart, a former Christian preacher minister. He is author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. My Lord would like to share the findings of his 37-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is known by the Vatican as the Authorized Version. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist of any sort. He has come to unravel Vatican deception by decrypting Bible content. Our Lord brings to light the secrets of the Vatican and counters the historical and current damage to all non-Gentiles, those who are non-white, with a level-headed analysis and wisdom unlike anything seen thus far. His Excellency has logically restructured the King James Version abstruse compilation and extracted truth from fiction. He isolates and defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, all caps, Christ, and God, among many others. His premise is that the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law, the first law between the Supreme Pontiff, which is the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles, those who are classified as white, exclusively for the purpose of subjugating all non-white peoples, the enslavement and complete undermining of so-called black or African people. Mr. Hart's only bibliography is the King James Bible, the Authorized Version of the Roman Catholic Church, a product of the Vatican. So without further ado, I want to introduce the host of the show, my Lord, Tommy Hart. Father, are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. I will read from Isaiah 12, 4 and 5. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Commandment, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. A most crucial call contained in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, was put forth and meant to be received by God. Acts 17:23. I will read it. Acts 17:23. To the unknown God. To the unknown God. That is who the most crucial scripture is sent out to, in the form of a call contained in the AVB, to the unknown God. The most crucial message is called the call for God. Well, I have received that message. In that message, in that call, the purpose of God is clear. The Gentiles say to God in the call, "Come and reign over us." God is to reign. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15:25, "He, God, must reign." Romans 15:12 is even clearer, saying, "He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles." So the two scriptures, Romans 15:12 and 1 Corinthians 15:25, together say, in speaking of God, "He, God, that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles must reign." That is a judgment. That is a legal decision. The scripture says that that is decided shall be done. That's found in the book of Daniel. So here is what has happened. I have answered the call for God. Let me stop there, and I want you to turn to Exodus 19:19. Exodus 19:19. The last statement in the verse says, "God answered him by a voice." Here on this program, I am answering the Vatican by a voice. I am answering the papacy by a voice, the voice of this program. Also, I have answered the papacy in my book called The Book of God, The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. I have answered the papacy. And I fit the bill for God, and I have informed the papacy and all Gentiles through this program of my presence. That is of God's presence here on earth. In the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, I have put forth infallible proofs of my right to the throne of God. So there is now positive knowledge of God's presence on earth. Therefore, the papacy and the Gentiles have an obligation to fulfill Scripture, to fulfill the words concerning God, and to honor God in me. Look at the statement in Hosea 4:1. I will turn to it. Hosea 4:1. Says, the Lord has a, well, let me start here. Hosea 4:1. The scripture says, "There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." All right. Now the question is, what is truth? That question, of course, is found in John 18:38. What is truth, or what is the truth concerning the preceding Hosea 4:1 statement? Truth is, there is truth about God here. There is truth from God here. There is mercy or forbearance from God. And there is knowledge about God. There is knowledge from God. Now we have the call for God. We have God's answer. We have God's presence on earth. We have truth and knowledge about and coming from God. But wait, we are not done yet. We also have the manifold law of God. Therefore, seeing we have these things, it is evident that the once unknown God is now known. Listen, 2 Chronicles 6:33. The scripture says, all people of the earth may know thy name. There the scripture speaks to me in that statement. All people of the earth may know thy name. It is also evident we are entered into a new time. We are entered into a time spoken of in Hebrews 9:10, which says, the time of reformation. The crucial scriptures deal with the reformation that must come to pass. It must take place. Over the past several weeks, I have been speaking on things of the Reformation. Today is no different. At this time, the government of God is in power. And where is that government? That government is in the scriptures. The government of God preponderates all others. The Pope and all Gentiles everywhere are subject to and subordinate to the government of God, which is the manifold law of God. Things the government of God has done thus far. One, the ruling government of God has identified and revealed God. Two, the government of God has ceded all power to God in me. Three, the government of God has declared all Gentiles servants of God. Four, the government of God has ordered the rendering of all things belonging to God to me. And five, the government of God has made me head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11. In speaking to me, the scripture says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Now I turn attention to the question set in John 18:31. In John 18:31, we find the question. Here we go. I think I may have 18:31. Actually, it is 18:37. John 18:37. The question asked is, this. Art thou a king then? The question is asked to me, or of me. Art thou a king then? Well, let's find out. First, I want to read Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1 declares, there is no power but of God. Zechariah 14:9. And that is the declaration for this time. There is no power but of God. Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. That's a decision, a legal decision that has been made. It is a legal decision that the Gentiles must honor. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. It says, that is determined shall be done. It has been determined that the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord. All right. Now, before I go any further, let's go to Psalm, let's see here, 118. Psalm 118, this is the proclamation concerning God in me. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. A legal proclamation with reference to God, a legal proclamation concerning God. God is the Lord which has showed us light. And that is exactly what I have been doing and what I do seek to continue doing, showing light for this time. And at this time. So, God is the Lord, and here we see in Zechariah 14:9, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. These things are written for this time, and these things are written for our learning. Again, I turn to Romans 15:4, which says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. We are looking at things written aforetime, and these things have to do with us. These things have to do with all Gentiles. These things have to do with me. These things have to do with all the people. What did one scripture say I read earlier? That all the people of the earth may know thy name. All the people of the earth may know my name. Okay? So God is the Lord which has showed us light. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord. Isaiah 12:4. Isaiah, and I'm turning to these scriptures Isaiah 12:4. I read that at the beginning. Let me read it again. And in that day shall ye say, I say this, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. Now, what things have I done? The things I have done can be seen in my book, the book of the law of God. All things have demonstrated power of God, and the things I have done can be seen in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Work the episodes. Study the episodes. Okay. Psalm 47, verse 7. The question is to me, and the question says, art thou a king then? Once we know who God is, we can know who the Lord is. Psalm 47. Listen. For the Lord, Psalm 47, verse 2, for the Lord Most High is terrible. Okay, two things are there. The Lord is called the Most High, one. And second thing, it says, the Lord Most High is terrible. What does terrible mean? Terrible means here, dreadful, inspiring awe or reverence. The statement goes on to say about the Lord Most High, he is a great king over all the earth. Okay. God is a great king over all the earth. The government declares. Isaiah 11:9. Isaiah 11:9 says, the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. There is knowledge of the Lord. There is knowledge of God. First Samuel 25:17, and we are seeking to answer the question from the book of John, which says, art thou a king then? The Bible is a law book. It has legal statements, legal proclamations, legal demands, etc. So, the question, art thou a king then, which I am asked, is a legal question. A legal question, art thou a king then? 1 Samuel 25:17. Go again here. Stay with me, please. Okay, let's skip over that. Let's pass that. And we go to John 19:14. John 19:14. John 19:14 says, and it's the last statement in verse 14 of John chapter 19:14. The commandment, we have the commandment. Behold your king. You can behold a picture of this king on my page and read the information there, the description there on my page beside the picture. Behold your king. That's commandment to the Gentiles. That's commandment to all rulers. They are to look upon God, their king. Isaiah 54:5. And we find these words about God is the Lord who has showed us light. We show a statement concerning the Lord who shall be king over all the earth. It says, Isaiah 54:5, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. So you speak of God's dominion. The statement says, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Behold your king. Let's go back to John 18. The question is, art thou a king then? My answer is that I am. And that statement is found in verse 37. Also, the question and the answer, am I a king? That I am, as is proclaimed by the government of God, that I am. Okay. 2 Chronicles 1:11. Listen to this. The statement is to me, the law speaks to me, to the end of the verse. It's, scripture says to me, thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Now, this is a papal statement, and the people of the papacy are the Gentiles, commonly called white people. Right? So, I have authority to judge the Gentiles, the Pope included. My authority comes from the book of the law. My authority comes from the government that is now in power, and this government, as I said earlier, preponderates all others. Okay. Daniel 2:10. And we turn to these scriptures to see what the government says, to see what the law says. Daniel 2:10. There's a commandment, and the commandment is a four-word commandment, and the commandment says, show the king's matter. Show the substance having to do with the king. That I have done. I have shown the matter, the substance having to do with the king who is God. Show the king's matter. Underline those four words, underline that statement, and mark in your notes that show that statement as being fulfilled. Okay. Now, the message concerning God goes out to not only the Gentiles, but it goes out to the world. It says the earth may know that, all people of the earth may know thy name. Listen to this declaration in this commandment in Jeremiah 22:29. Jeremiah 22:29, these words, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Let me read Psalm 10:12, and I want that to be followed by Acts 18:9. Psalm 10:12. Okay. Psalm 10:12. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. That could be a statement that is to be found in the call for God, but I wanted to read it. Arise, O Lord, O God. There we have Lord all caps and God in the same statement. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thy hand. Now, a statement, let me read this other statement. That was Psalm 10:12. Let's see, Acts 18:9. Acts 18:9. The government of God says to me, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For, and verse 10, for I am with thee. As from one God to another, or one Lord to another, I need to make this statement concerning the Lord all caps. I read this statement earlier, Psalm 118:27, and it says, God showed us light. In that statement, there is a transfer of lordship. There's a transfer of the lordship. The Lord abases himself and grants to God the title of Lord. And we can say Lord all caps. But that's why God is called Lord, because of the proclamation of Psalm 118, verse 27, which says, God is the Lord which has showed us light. Transfer of title. The title of Lord has been transferred or been rendered to me. In obedience to the order set in Mark, the book of Mark, that says, render to God the things that are God. And that order is found in Mark chapter 12, verse 17. The order to God, the order concerning God is, render to God the things that are God. One of the things that belong to God in the old regime is the title of Lord. The government of God renders the title of Lord to God and makes him Lord of all the Gentiles. The scripture says, he, God, is thy, the Gentiles, Lord. I direct you again to the writing beside my picture on my page. Read that description and read it again. Okay, so the title of Lord has been transferred to God. We have answered the question, the commandment commandment found in Daniel 2:10, show the things matter, has been done and is being done. Psalm 29:10. Let's go to Ezekiel 37:22 first. Ezekiel 37:22. Here is a legal decision. And one king shall be king to them all. I read earlier, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord. Now, one king shall be king to them all. For them all Gentiles. One king shall be king to them all. Okay. Still showing the king's matter. I got ahead of myself at first, but let's move on. That was Ezekiel 37:22. One king shall be king to them all. Psalm 29:10. Says, the Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord sitteth king forever. Okay. Psalm 45:11. We're reading the law, Psalm 45:11. The law says, Psalm 45:11. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Now, in that statement, in Psalm 45:11, I see the word king, and then I see he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The statement of interest, though, is just he is thy Lord. He, God, which has showed us light, is Lord of all Gentiles. He is thy Lord. And the commandment, worship thou him. The Gentiles are commanded to worship God. Now, Psalm 44:4. Psalm 44:4 says, thou art my king, O God. Speaking directly to God, the scripture says, thou art my king, O God. Daniel 2:20-22. All right. Daniel 2:20-22. Yes. For wisdom and might are his. And he changes, talking about God, the Lord, the King, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. I want to turn to a statement in John, in Luke, that is, Luke. The statement in Luke, chapter 24, verse 27. Listen. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That's what I am doing. That's what I am doing. Expounding to you. Showing in detail things contained in the law concerning myself. Mark that scripture as being fulfilled. If you have not done so already, mark it as being fulfilled. You could even say in progress, since I'm still continuing to do it. All right? Showing by the scriptures the things concerning myself. Okay. Daniel 2:28. Listen, Daniel 2:28. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Just that. The declaration. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Where is that God that reveals secrets? That God that reveals secrets is in me. I am that God. Isn't that what I do? I have revealed the secret, the papacy's secret curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. I have revealed the secret. The paper says secret of the laborious writ of God. I have revealed the secret of, the paper says secret of the Passover law. I have revealed the law of God. And we know that the law of God is manifold, but the fundamental law of God is found in Revelation 17:17, which says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. That's the law of God, the fundamental law of God. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Right? I have revealed that law, and many part of that law I have shown and do show. Showing now the part of the law that has to do with God's kingship. Okay, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. And we know that we are all in heaven. Heaven is space, and everything that is, everything that exists is found some place or occupied some space in the space called heaven. We are all in heaven. The earth is a heavenly body. Those that dwell upon the earth are heavenly things, heavenly people. All right? My duty. Second Chronicles 1:11, I've read that already. Judge my people, thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Second Chronicles 6:23. Second Chronicles 6:23. Here is the commandment to me. It simply says, judge thy servants. Judge thy servants. Who are my servants? Who are the servants of God? Who does the government of God show to be the servants of God? The government of God shows the Gentiles to be the servant of God. Now I have authority to judge my servant. I have authority to judge the Gentiles. Remember, God has been called to reign over the Gentiles. All right? And I have read Romans 15:4, the statement there. The things written aforetime were written for our learning. Proverbs 29:18. Proverbs 29:18. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Proverbs 28:28. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. In the call of God, the papacy set down a confession. And that confession says to God, the papacy says to God, quote, I and my people are wicked, end of quote. That's a confession by the Lord, the old Lord, concerning himself and his people, the Gentiles. The confession again, quote, I and my people are wicked, end of quote. And, of course, as I said before, in the same call, the Gentiles, we can say the Gentiles, the Vatican calls God to come and reign over them, all Gentiles, Pope included. Okay. Now, I would like to turn to my announcer and engineer, Mr. Welch. Do you have anything?
Yes, my lord. Good morning to everyone. I just want to make some announcements really quick. We have about 7 minutes remaining in the show. For a copy of the manuscript, you can go to www.lawmaster.co. Again, www.lawmaster.co. We also have a YouTube page. If you want to see one of the beginnings of many interviews coming, you go to youtube.com/lawofgods with an S, youtube.com/lawofgods, one word, and you will begin to see more interviews with our Lord, Tommy Hart, and also continue tuning in to Blog Talk Radio every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Also, you can follow our Father on Twitter as well as Facebook. These are things coming soon. Keep tuning into the show as we improve things on the technical side. So with 6 minutes left, I will turn it back over to you, Your Lordship.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
So what have I talked about today? What have I shown today? I have answered the question set in John, the question being, am I a king then? I, being Lord, am a king, as is declared and proclaimed by the government of God, the government of God found in the scriptures. For this time, it is the government that is in power during this, the beginning of this reformational period. It is the government, as I said, that preponderates all others. All Gentiles are subordinate to the government of God. I also spoke about the lordship of God. Right. There's one more thing I would like to say, and I've said it before, but just to emphasize it, along with these two things being God's lordship and God's kingship, there is the fact of God's fatherhood. in John chapter 8. And I will turn to it. I believe it's John 8:41. John 8:41. I'm turning quickly to it. We have a statement of God's fatherhood coming from the government of God, which says, "We have one Father, even God." All right? Remember the statement, "There shall be one king over them all." And just quickly look over here at Ephesians 4, verse 5. It is set down, the first two words in Ephesians 4, 5, one Lord. So what does the government of God proclaim? The government of God proclaims one Lord, one God, okay, one Father, one King, those things. Okay? Ephesians 4, verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all. Remember the statement in 1 Chronicles 29, which says to me, the law says to me, thou art exalted as head above all. So we have one God and Father. We have one Father, even or namely God, John 8:41. One God and Father, Ephesians 4:6. One Lord, Ephesians 4:5. One King, Ezekiel 37:22. As declared by the government that is now in power. The Gentiles are subjects of that power. All right. That is it for today. Mr. Welch?
Yes, sir. We have less than a minute left in the show. Again, I would like to recommend everyone go to the website, www.lawmaster.co, for a copy of the manuscript and for a small donation. Also, youtube.com/lawofgods. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, and hope to see you back here next Sunday, same time, 10 a.m.